Yo, 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 what up, what up? Good morning, GMG. Wednesday, should I say? Wormhole Wednesday. I forgot, I gotta go clean my shit. Wormhole Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Look at that. Another beautiful day. Have a beautiful day. I got my co-host in the house. While our other co-host is enjoying himself in NFT NYC, where I heard it's pretty cold. And it should be cold, because let me tell you, it is cold here too. Mando.
You know, it's nice where I am. Beautiful sunny sky.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the Cayman. Oh, no, that's what, that's Solby's line. It's a beautiful day in Lisbon, in Lisboa. It's a beautiful day. It's cold here, man. I had to run some errands this morning outside of my house early. Freezing, bro.
Yeah.
Cold, like cold. Not like winter cold, but it's like this weird like fall cold where it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, not fall, yeah. Like spring cold. And then I looked into it, and apparently it's snowing all day tomorrow. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, something about, it's not like it's like unusual, because it does snow here and there in April. There's always one snowfall, but it's annoying when it snows in April.
I remember you showed us like last year when it was like unbelievable, and it was like May, wasn't it?
I think I showed you guys a May snowfall. It does happen. Like, it does. We've had snowstorms in May before. It's that, now that's uncommon. That's not like normal, but April snow, it's pretty normal. Look, I don't know what's happening with Twitter today, but when you post a Spaces link, it doesn't pop up a purple bubble anymore. It's weird. It's a weird thing. But as usual, top of the bottom right, there's a purple box. Drop a GM to your boys. You know, we like our GMs. It makes us feel better. And then, you know, drop a retweet. Why? Because you know what, Sims? Let's give $250 today. We have some leftovers. You know, we've been giving money every day. Shout out to Robit for that. But, you know, $250. So one lucky live listener. So you have to be in the Spaces to win. We're not going to bring you up on stage. We're just going to pick someone at the end. And we'll credit you $250 to your Robit account so that you can do what you want with it. But yeah, $250 USD giveaway at the end of the show for following us FOMO Hour and Robit while you're at it. Just make sure you follow us and follow the hosts, man. For Rope, Mando, and even Ovi. Even Ovi, all right? You can give Ovi a follow. Anyways, today on the show, today, daily market report, macro, crypto, majors, all that stuff. Looks like we got some nice bounces across the board, especially on our favorite soy coin, Solana, and its ecosystem. You absolutely love to see it. But anyways, the night ended up pretty good yesterday. At least my night, Mando. It was nice to see bounces all around. Meme coins, no end in sight. They all bounced. You absolutely love to see that. Same for alts. Wormhole Wednesday, I mean, today's a huge day. There is $2 billion Stimmy as it stands right now, with $15 billion FTV open for Wormhole. So that's pretty exciting. Yes, someone said Farouk dripped out like he's got a bag of Wormhole coming. I think I have like 30,000 tokens across wallets to claim. I don't know. That was what it said. I just hope I didn't have to do any like Discord bullshit or I missed out. Because it's getting so annoying. All these like airdrops now, you have to sign up to a million things. I really pray I don't have to. Somebody please confirm with me that I didn't have to do any of this shit and that I can just get my tokens, please. And besides that, I mean, that's about it. This show, I mean, hey, shout out to Fairside. And I made a mistake yesterday, so I do want to apologize. It's fairside.io. But I'm sure if you went to the .xyz, you realize that it wasn't a security company for crypto. Fairside is our new title sponsor for the show this month. Fairside.io, Farside. Wallet coverage for drains, scams, and more, which I didn't even realize, but also works on like Solana and EVM. So really cool. They're going to come on the show at some point this month to talk about it, which is really, really cool. But, you know, we always need extra security and coverage in this space, especially as you can get drained in one click. Actually, Mando, I got on April Fool's one extra time. I didn't tell you about this one. My brother, dumb little brother, Cyrus. You know, I've been helping him out a little bit, right? So I had him sell his ETH a few weeks ago for Sol. Then he traded his way up. He made like 30, 40 Sol, and Sol went up. So the kid is up kind of good. Like I say, he's nearly up to 100 Sol. He's pretty happy while being in law school. Messages me that he got drained on the 1st of April. But see, I'm busy, bro. I didn't have time to think that it was April Fool's, right? And so he's like, dude, I got drained. My mom's like, and I started cussing. And you know what I did? I didn't feel bad. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Straight up. Tough love. I was like, you're a dumbass. I told you not to sign any transaction. I told you to stop buying coins because I don't let him do what I do. I'm really like more careful with him because he's obviously comes from a different, you know, he's 22, right? He needs his money. And I was like, you're an idiot. So as I started gaslighting him, he's like, yo, it's a joke. Got you. And I was like,
oh God.
I felt sick though, right? But you know, he got me good there. He got me good there. So shout out to him. But anyways, without further ado, why don't we get started? I'm sure a lot of people want to hear Mando talk about this market. So let's get it. Who is the man, Macro Daddy
of the land? Mando. Can you dig it? GMGM. Yeah, look, it's a slightly better day today. I think net-net, we're kind of where we were when we opened the show yesterday, but we are bouncing from an even lower low, which happened kind of, I would say, towards the middle of the night last night, European time. We got all the way down to 64.5K on Bitcoin. It was kind of what we said. It looks like it's going to be, look, we hit a lower high, and now we've hit a higher low. So now it looks increasingly like we're going to be in a bit of a channel here for a little bit of time. The big piece of news, which I think was probably known by a lot of market participants, but not broadly, was that the government looks like it went and sold $2 billion worth of Bitcoin. That makes a lot of sense. That, remember on the show, I was like, it's a little bit strange because gold is hitting an all-time high. And although rates had moved, it wasn't really, didn't really make sense that Bitcoin would just randomly dump whatever it was, 13%. And particularly Bitcoin was actually down 13%. It was matching like what Solana was down. Like it was down a lot, Bitcoin versus even altcoins. And it looks like probably people knew that this sale was coming. I don't know if the sales actually happened. They transferred the $2 billion of Bitcoin to a Coinbase wallet. It seems very likely that they've at least done some of it or part of it. We won't know until afterwards, obviously, quite a way down the line. But we did hit 64.5K and then we've kind of bounced from there. To be honest, I'm happy about that. That's been one of the very, very few overhangs in this market with respect to chunks of supply that could come. I was kind of bullish as soon as I heard that, because I was like, well, this makes sense why we've dumped so much. And where else is it coming from now? That was a big chunk of Bitcoin that needed to be sold. They said they were going to sell it, and now they have. So that's a good spot, I think, for the market to be in. Leverage was kind of wiped again. Funding is very, very low across the board. Stocks haven't been doing that amazing. Just to go back to macro a little bit, we haven't really spoken about it that much this year, even, or for the last few months, because we felt so detached from it. But the Jerome Powell is giving a speech today. The market will be looking at that slightly, just for the how rates might look over the coming year. I don't think he'll give that much away. He's been pretty coy. He gave another speech on Friday, so I don't think it's anything that crazy. But he'll probably say, you know, if inflation picks up, we'll probably slow down, and if not, then we'll continue to have three cuts. Interestingly, European inflation came in slightly lower today, so that's probably made everyone a little bit less, you know, crazy that inflation's gonna pick up meaningfully. The market feels okay to me. Like, Tesla had a bad set of earnings. Macros dropped a little bit after that, or bad delivery numbers even. But yeah, everything feels okay to me. Interestingly, in crypto, we kind of bounced. Bitcoin bounced. It's 66.5K. Solana kind of bounced the most. It's back up to kind of 190. I think it hit even like 192, 193 on that initial rebound. A lot of positive sentiment again about Solana. Like, a lot of the, right, we're all moving to base to trade shitcoins hasn't really followed through in terms of numbers, and Solana's kind of come back and everyone's trading Ansem's dog or Ansem's brother on shitcoins at the moment. So Casino is right back with Solana right now. So it continues to outperform the rest of the market. Other altcoins haven't really bounced that strong. Meme coins bounced well. Most meme coins have kind of outperformed this bounce, but yeah, it still feels like a market where a lot of alts are not really doing much or underperforming. And then we have another massive airdrop. So this yesterday or 2 days ago, I think it was, we had Athena, I've spoken about that a few times on this show. That rallied 60% overnight. It's now 15 billion. And then you had Wormhole today, which is around 15 billion. It's interesting because, you know, like 2 months ago, we were talking about Jupiter, and Jupiter came around 10 billion, right? Yeah. FTV. And that was like the biggest thing to ever happen in terms of airdrops. We've had two in a week, which are bigger than that. And I think we've got a few more coming on Solana already this over the next month. We've obviously got Blast coming. We've got a few big ones. So yeah, it just kind of tells you where the market is. Like, we're having monster airdrops coming through right now. Wormhole obviously is a bridge, and Athena is like a DeFi, a stablecoin yielding protocol, which I definitely think it's worth looking at. But yeah, it's still a strong market in terms of airdrops. I would say the focus of the left curve stuff is still on meme coins. Like, I think everyone each day is coming in and talking about meme coins and what to trade and what not to trade. Macro just kind of got in the way a bit, I think, and so did this big Bitcoin seller. But personally, I like the market. I didn't really love the market last night because I didn't really know if that dump of Bitcoin had been sold. But I woke up this morning and I was like, this market seems kind of good. Like, leverage is low, funding is low. I don't think we're going to go back to 72K, but I could easily see us go back to 70K, and then maybe dip down to like 68, and we perform like a channel, like I said, like one with lower highs, higher lows, and that's where we go. I don't think Powell's going to say anything that spooks the market overly today. And for me, the market really did have a big flush a few times, right? Like, we tested those lows a few times, and then we kind of bounced earlier this morning. And I particularly like things like Solana, which has bounced very strong, and I think it's going to smash through all its local high relatively soon.
Love that. That's some really good stuff, man. This is a big airdrop, dude. I've been claiming while you're talking. This is nice, and surely I can't be the only one. Like, you must have a little allocation too, because it was because of you, because you made me use Main Finance. That's mostly where my airdrop's coming from.
Yeah, I need to look. I actually don't know.
You have, because you made me. So thank you, actually, because you just made me like 40 grand. But you made me use Mayan Finance to bridge my ETH to SOL. Remember when we were becoming Solana Mainlets together in Q4? So I swapped my ETH using Mayan because it was using the wormhole, right? What's cool about
it? I think I did. I need to check my wallet.
I'm going through it right now. What's really cool is that you, even when you claim on your, so obviously it's on Solana, right? So you claim on multiple wallets on EVM, it all goes to one wallet on Sol, and you have all your stuff in one place. And while you were talking, I did it across a few wallets, and it's actually very it's very easy to do. It's very, very cool, honestly. It's a great process. They cooked.
Yeah, look, again, it being on Solana says a lot, right? Like, you're gonna get you're gonna get more money onto that ecosystem. I saw a bunch of stables also got minted onto that ecosystem. It
150 million last night.
Yeah. It's definitely getting bullish there, or at least that's why I woke up and I felt the most bullish. I think you need a little bit of a slap around with the market every so often, but the market often shows its hands after a weak period, right? You really see what has recovered the best, what has the strongest narrative. When everything gets nuked, you can really see like what rises to the top quickest. So
yeah,
that's what I woke up today and did. I don't like the meme coin stuff. I don't know. It was getting left curve, and now we've just gone so far left curve. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, last night's fever was Ansem's everything. You had Ansem's hat, Ansem's cats, Ansem's dog, his mom. They sent his mom to like $7 million. It's kind of what comes with being main character of a cycle or of a space, right? Like, what do you expect? Like, it's kind of like what goes down, and everything just. I saw
he tweeted out test, didn't he? Tweet out test, and then test token went up like 1,000x. And I was like,
what's with that? I saw that. He tested a testing, and then it went to, yeah, like you said, like the volume was insane. I think the cat alone did like to over $200 million volume in a day. And then that was just that was just that was wild to see. But hey, it is what it is. DGens are DGening, people love it, and it is what it is. But you know, this morning I saw, like, with Solana bouncing, it was really on the left curve side of the spectrum. Like, it was all the meme coins, like, that were on Solana, the stronger ones, like, seem to have, like, to have bounced back quite a bit. I'm following a lot at the moment. Maybe some would say too much, but I like it. I like what I'm seeing across the board, right?
Yeah, Hansen's cat just breached 100 million, so.
Right now? I don't have any of that.
I don't have that. I need to buy it. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck.
Dude, how is this? Like, I don't have any of it. I got in yesterday quickly for 2x trade, and I sold immediately as I hit a 2x because I was really happy with that. But it wasn't big. Nothing crazy. But that is insane to see Ansem's cat. How do you explain this to someone?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Ansem's related coins. I feel like that's kind of too main character for my liking. Let's put it that way.
It's wild. You know what's going to happen, though? Like, you know, everyone's going to love him, the bull, and as soon as the bear comes, some people are going to come out with the pitchforks, but it's okay because he'll have made a lot of money. He'll be chilling. But, but you know, it's usually how she goes. But again, like, this is, like, just taking away, like, a lot of, like, momentum from a lot of the other coins. But anyways, that's about it. Look, Solana above 180 seems to have outperformed everything. Is that due to the fact that Wormhole is on Sol, Mando? Because that was really, like, an outperformance by quite a bit if you look at the rest of the market.
I think it was a range of different things. I think probably the biggest one was just that whole move to, like, oh, we're going to move to base has not really been sustained, although I'm very bullish on base, and I still think, you know, this new wallet is going to be a big deal for it. But yeah, just a lot of the action just returned to Solana very, very quickly. So I think it's mainly that. Like, it just has such a strong narrative. Like, you
yeah,
it's very, very tough to not think that Solana beats every, just like ETH beat so many narratives last cycle, and you were like, oh, I should have just owned ETH, you know, I should have just owned ETH.
That's true.
It continues to feel like that to me. Like, whenever I think, oh, I'll buy something else, even meme coins, I think you can run them up. But if I ever think about buying another altcoin, the outperformances of other things always just feel very transitory. It's like you get, like, a week of it, and then it just kind of peters out, and, like, it just comes back like a behemoth, and everyone's still doing everything on it, and tons of stuff's happening, and it's just tough to fade it for that long. Like, you can fade, oh, you know, its ratio versus Bitcoin, or its ratio versus ETH, or its ratio versus this altcoin has gone too far and maybe it needs to consolidate a little bit. But fading it for too long just always feels like it just feels like you're trying to be too right curve.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. It's just an easy play at this stage. I mean, I saw yesterday for the hat enjoyers, like, KSI's tweets about calling Whiff dead and going to zero once and for all. Which some people seem to think is PSYOP. I'm starting to think that's actually not PSYOP. Like, I'm actually starting to think that he genuinely wants to play that arc this cycle, where, like, he hates meme coins and wants Whiff to go to zero, because it's starting to be a lot. But that bounced right off of, because you were talking yesterday on the show how it didn't have yet this, like, heavy retracement. For a hot second, it was 3.5, 3.6, but went back above 4, even 4.15, I think, at some point. So it seems like a lot of the main meme coins and altcoins on Sol are doing well. One that I like a lot, which I'm not in, it's not on meme coins, more altcoins, it was Jupiter, because that performed very well on when Solana was doing well. And look, like, yesterday it went to 1.4, it's back at 1.7. So this one is just, like, continues to perform so well. And I think Jupiter's...
Remember, we spoke about this on the show. It's like, they are basically a launch pad now. So they got a bunch of different coins coming out on Jupiter. It's not just about the trading volume. It's about the fact that they're now going to be launching coins. So they did that one. Was it Wen was the name of the coin? I forget.
It was Wen. They have this one. I was just on Jupiter. So they have this right now. It says Zeus.
Zeus, yeah. Is the next one.
Which is not Ansem's dog, because that one also was sent. okay, I want to put
it's
it out there.
Zeus. It's not Ansem's dog.
It's not Ansem's dog. We're not talking about the shitcoin. But this one, like, it's interesting, right? That you were talking about this a lot when the first Jupiter drop was initially live, saying that, like, once the whole like sell pressure tames a little bit from like the airdrop claimers, the launch pad is going to take over and it's going to be get very interesting. There's a season two as well, right? Like, because we were not, like, for example, Ovi and I guess maybe yourself, not eligible for season one airdrop as much. But season two, I'm assuming that we'll probably get a bigger allocation. But if more people have allocation, I'm assuming it's not as important as season one.
Yeah, it's going to be coming, I think, season two. But yeah, it basically works like BNB. You know, like you can put your BNB into a pool and you get some of their launchpad coins. This is going to be very, very similar. And I think it will work well. And obviously we've had him on the show and, you know, he's very passionate. So
we should get him on again when season two comes around. So that's a good one. I really like that as a Solana beta. I mean, my big Solana beta bet is Whiff because I did two, 3 weeks ago. But I genuinely think that if I had to pick another one, it would probably be Jupiter on dips. I mean,
not Ansem's dog.
No, not Ansem's dog. Sadly, but I did print on that too yesterday quickly. But again, small. Hey, you gotta ride momentums. You know, when you're at home and you're seeing something that can get a 2 to 3x quick, may as well get it out of it. You know, just don't get caught. you know, I tend to get caught a lot. But you know, not this time, Satan. Not this time. yesterday was a better day than the day before, Mando. Much better.
The Nubcat makes me laugh.
So you tweeted about this. I know Beanie's a big fan of it. He's probably listening from an alt account because very often Beanie will message me during the show saying that he agrees with things, but I don't see him. I don't see him. He's maybe anonymous. Stop listening anonymously, Beanie.
Oh, really?
But here's your Nubcat.
KBM put me onto it a while ago. He was like, KBM was like, this is easily the funniest one. And then, I was looking at it today and I thought, oh, you know, this thing is actually pretty funny. They've been going for a long time, right? Like, but I tend to find that the frustrating thing about a lot of these meme coins is you go onto their Twitter feeds and it is just terrible. Like, it is genuinely terrible.
But full disclosure, I also bought that support dip at like 55. When you were texting, you're like, yo, I like this here.
I've owned it for a while. So, yeah. But I bought more today and yesterday. But like, that's my favorite one of these cats. Like, I like it.
It's so funny. When I was in Hong Kong last week, I saw Beanie tweet about it. It was on 15 million. It was like, oh, Cabal is not in. You know how he loves doing that? It's like, Cabal's not in there. So I like revenge bought some at 15 million. And then like, as soon as it hit 20, I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm tired. I'm traveling. I don't want to travel. I sold it all. And then I saw it go to 150 mil. And I was coping so hard. I was coping so hard, which is why when you mentioned the support, I was like, yeah, maybe we play a bit. But of course, full disclosure, we in it. A lot of people are in it. And we...
I mean, like 100 different coins, to be clear.
I mean, it's a lot, Mando. It's a lot.
Joe Bowden was printing today.
Dude, that Joe Bowden one went crazy today, actually.
Ansem whispered it in one of his tweets, so it just goes up 50% when he does that.
It's just absurd how like Ansem tweets here and it just breaks out. It's almost like it's perfectly timed with the fact that it's at support. You know, it's the tweets seem to come out when they hit support.
One man has too much power.
A lot of power. A lot of power this cycle. Which with great power comes great responsibility. That's the type of shit people love to remind you of. All the time. But hey, you know, let him cook. If he's cooking for us, you know, let him cook. I'm just gonna do my thing on the side here this time around, you know. I think it's easier. So anyways, there's that. And the other one that's kind of a silent assassin on Sol, Mando, which I personally started taking a position yesterday on every dip. I aggressively bought every single dip, was Mew, which is the one that trade that like nobody saw coming, but that went to like $750 million and none of the circle knew about it, including myself. Fuck it. I gave into the Cabal, the invisible hand. And if the invisible hand decided that this is going to be one of the cats that's going to go higher, then I'm going to make the bet on that cat. So I took the bet and we'll see how it ages.
It is funny that, right? Like, so if you go through all the different coins right now, because it's become like this, everyone has a Cabal behind it. So like Hobbies is clearly Ansem. Mew is like the bonk shib.
Shiba founder OG.
Yeah. Out of Asia, right?
I heard it's like the OG.
It's OG.
Yeah.
And it's the bonk, same as the bonk.
He's tweeting about it. Ansem's retweeting it. The Shiba founders apparently are behind this stuff. I was like, okay, that's a lot of cabal for me. Yeah.
Nub is South Korea.
Nub is Genie's shit. I don't know what's going on there.
WeChat, I think. Yeah. Shock Cat is the Whiff guys, apparently, right? Like, it's the same team or something like that behind Shock Cat.
We call them cabals, but it's really just a bunch of like different groups of people.
There are cabals, but you just have like, it's whose horse are you choosing here?
What is Boden, the meaning of a cabal?
I don't know. I think Boden is Ansem's as well. Whiff, obviously, Ansem. I'm just going down here. Like, Boom, I guess, was. Boom feels more organic than half of this stuff. Boom, right?
Is
finance.
Boom is 100%. I read a tweet saying that Boom was so BNB, apparently Binance and BNB like missed a lot of the angels and all the other GameFi narratives and stuff like that. So they got into Boom heavy, and listed it right sense. Away. So that makes sense because Binance owns like 40% of the fucking supply. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of Boom. You can even ask Mando how many times a day I send the Boom charts because it just looks fucking primed. But look, a cabal is a private organization or party engaged in secret intrigues, also the intrigues themselves. In England, the word was used during the 17th century to describe any secret or extra legal council of the king, especially the Foreign Committee of the Privy Council. It's always the Brits. Always the Brits. Colonization, empires.
I love how you blame everything on the Brits.
Well, the word actually stems from Kabbalah, which is an ancient Jewish term, if I'm not mistaken. Right. But we're not going to blame them. We're going to blame the Brits. But anyways, look, Mando, like, instead of like fighting it, like, I think sometimes you just play with it. Like, you know, like, if I see something, he's like,
I don't fight it. There's no shade on them. It's just funny how that's how it's organized around. Like, it's just different factions of CT pumping different coins at the moment. And you've got to know which faction you got to put your hat you're behind.
So right. You're absolutely so right. Like, it's just, you see the factions and you pick your thing, right? Like, I see like the art crowd putting a pre-sale out. I'm not buying.
Higher is more, mainly an art crowd, right?
No, Higher is Farcaster.
Yeah, but it's art, right? Like, they all produce art pieces every single day.
They
like,
do produce art pieces, but I don't.
The like, big art community, Higher.
What I mean is that, like, after Boom, all the artists doing pre-sales, I'm not in.
You're not in for that? Not MFers? MFA feels a bit cleaner than some of the others?
It's not art. An art.
Not art. Okay. Artists,
right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely MFer. Love MFer. Still like MFer. Though, you know.
That's a cabal we're just going to get behind, you know? The MFer base cabal that are going to push it.
Base cabal. Base is its... Dude, base is its own animal. Like, I saw Coin Mamba. Yeah, I was on the phone with you. We were in a meeting before coming. I see Coin Mamba tweeting about Higher and base coins. So you know what's going to happen? And it's already happening. I've noticed like Eric, you know, Econo AR, Eric Conar, like the big ETC, ETH maxi.
Mm.
It's huge, right? You know him, the punk with the 3D glasses.
Yeah.
Him, Sasol, like the OG Ethereum guys are all like DC, are all heavily tweeting about base. And while they were all like heavily tweeting against Solana for the longest time, like the Bankless squad, like all the ETH crew, and they're all starting to get involved in meme coins on ETH. So all the people that thought meme coins were stupid on ETH because they were holier than thou for Solana are now getting involved in the base side of things because it's on Ethereum. And
I was about to say, you go, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, it was the video I sent you yesterday, this Coinbase smart wallet. Like, it's going to be a big deal.
I agree. Let's see. Where, it was Jesse's post, right?
Yeah, it's for anyone in the audience wondering why people get buying base so hard. Part of it's to do with this Coinbase smart wallet, which they're bringing out, which essentially allows you to do a lot of different things that you would do on chain on the Coinbase app. So that you don't have to know your seed phrase. You don't have to be worried about like a lot of the security aspects of this. It's like, it's meant to be a much easier onboarding process. There's a 15 or 16 minute video. If you just go onto Coinbase wallets account, they put something out on it's really worth watching. But essentially, all the stuff that we do with your own private MetaMask, they're essentially saying you're going to be able to do it on Coinbase. So you just buy it on the Coinbase app, and you don't have to have a separate situation. That some people will hate that because it's pretty centralized. At the same time,
So what?
You know, I do think if you're gonna try and onboard a lot of people, this is gonna be a big deal. And
not everyone's gonna come in through the first step of owning crypto is you don't own your keys, and the second step is taking it out and owning your keys. Like we all got into crypto through an exchange, right? I bought my first crypto on Binance.
Right. And this isn't something that's coming out in a few months. This is coming out in the next like weeks. This is coming out probably in the next this month.
Oh, so they've been talking about this for a very long time. Like this has been in the making for like you. Honestly, I hate to sound like a broken record. Everyone should spend at least 30 minutes a day on Farcaster. Like just go spend 30 minutes a day on Farcaster. Go to the right channels. Follow the base channel. Follow the MFR channel. Follow the Reply Guys channel. Follow the Hire channel. Follow the DGen channel. Follow the Farcaster channel. Follow the founders channel if you're a founder, and they're pretty much subreddits, and you can learn a lot. Like Vitalik is a top contributor to the Ethereum channel on Farcaster, like literally, like it should say a lot, right? That he's contributing so much to a subreddit type channel on an app versus here. So like, I would really just like get more, and plus like, you know, if you're lucky enough, you get your daily allocations of DGen that people sent you. Like Thread Guy's literally giving away like $1,500 a day on there, right? And he's growing so fast. Have you been posting on Farcaster, Mando? Have you been? No.
I'm in the communities. I just don't post.
What's your account? Because Wrecked Mando was taken. Remember?
I don't know.
Well, you have it. That's you, right? Is that you?
That's me.
Okay, cool. Just making sure I follow the right one. You see, though, 2 months ago, you wrote, "Feels like I should start posting Mando minutes on here." I actually think you should. I think every day your only thing should be copy-pasting your Mando Minutes on Farcaster. I genuinely mean that. And you make a channel called Mando Minutes, which is going to cost you 2,500 warps, which is about like $25. And you get 1 year subscription to a channel. And then what you do is that you pin at the top the subscription, and in one click they can subscribe on Farcaster, usually through like frames. I think that's how you can pick up a lot of things. So you can do a Mando Minutes channel. And then you subscribe. So I think you should do this. Really, like, so it's little things like that where like I think people overthink like how much they need to be on an app or use it. Some people just should be on an app to learn about it, and some people should be on an app maybe to grow their audiences and stuff. I just go on there. I put 2-3 posts a day. We had a meeting yesterday. Rug Radio is going to start posting every day, so like 3-5 times a day on Farcaster, and then Decrypt's articles are. We built a tool that every single time Decrypt has an article, it's automatically posted on Farcaster as well. To the Decrypt channel. So yeah.
I would get involved.
Honestly. Anyways, so that's that. That's that on the Farcaster side, and on this side of things. Look, we've talked about coins, talked about Wormhole, which opened a 15 FDV. I saw a fun tweet by Cat, by the way, on Wormhole saying that until there's not a airdrop that opens a 50 billion FDV, we're going higher. What do you think of that opinion? I like it.
50 billion FTV.
His call is that this cycle will see things open at 50, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that call.
Probably. Like we, I don't even know. I don't know what that would be though.
Maybe like a Red Guy token.
Maybe like the best bet is something like Monad, I think.
Monad. You know what? Because what's their last raise, right? They raised... What is it, 600 at 3 billion or 500 at 3 billion?
It won't. 200, but like, 200. It might come closest. You need to have a very, very big L1 for that to come even close.
Do you? Okay. So I guess we'll see what happens on that front. But there's going to be a lot coming up. And then just a reminder, Retweet the Twitter Space is going to give $250 soon. So that's that. That's in the meme coins. There's so much happening. NFTs, I mean, I don't think I have much to talk about here besides Tensor Season 3 ending for the Solana side. But again, it's on Solana, right? Like Tensor Season 3 ended.
Yeah, I mean, the poster got a lot of positive sentiment. Negative sentiment was the thing about the Punks loans, right?
I literally opened it here. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it feels like we're probably headed to a bit of a dangerous period for CryptoPunks. There's a lot of loans outstanding, and it now feels like that could go to a little bit lower just because they all need to be refinanced. A lot of people took loans out to DGen, and now Punks are starting to head lower. So, I'm not sure.
What do you think Punks go to? It's funny because I was tweeting back and forth with Thread Guy just earlier about this. What do you think we see Punk's going to? Do you think they really will go much lower than this?
I think they could easily go much lower than this, yeah.
That'll be interesting to follow. I don't know, to be honest. What are we looking at for Punk's right now? We're looking at $140,000 floor. Wow, that's down from $215,000. But also ETH is down quite a bit. So
it's just quite simply where the volumes are. It's not that I'm not bearish on Punks or anything like that. But I appreciate that like they aren't impermeable to people wanting to degen. And there's also some pretty fat Punks owners, right? Like a lot of people own like a lot. So you gotta be aware of that as well. It's like someone who has a few thousand ETH in them, they might just want to take some loans out and go from there.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. The airdrop thing is real. So we'll there's a lot of people. Look, like me, for example, like I'm not going to sell my Punk to go DJ and something, but I wouldn't blame someone that has like 30 Punks or even 5 Punks. If I had 3 Punks, I would have probably sold already one by now to like potentially 2X, 3X somewhere else. Same thesis. We can't say this about the Bored Apes and the Azukis and the other NFTs, and I'll say it about Punks, right? Like, it's going to happen. Plus, you got the Rune narrative. Man, like, again, I'm going to be a broken record on this one again, but I think Runes, bro, I think Runes is going to be so big.
Yeah, so I agree. Big.
Like, and I think a lot of people are forgetting about that because they're busy on Solana and Base. But, brother, I think the Runes narrative, 420s come in. You have RSIC, Rune Pups, and Runestone, and a lot of others. I think Bitcoin money is real money. Like, you know, Bitcoiners have cash, right? And so I think that that's going to be a massive narrative. And I wouldn't be surprised if it actually sucks out a ton of liquidity from other places, on other chains. Actually, I'm gonna keep saying it probably like once a week. You didn't hear me say that on the show, but until it happens. But that's something I'm excited about. And if I were you, like, obviously it's up to you, but what I would be looking at the most would be Runestones, RSIC, and the Rune Pops, because those are the three biggest narratives on Runes. If you're looking to get involved in Rune Pops, like, because they did this weird Solana fork at some point to get liquidity in, which personally was not a fan of, but hey, they did it, doesn't matter, it went all the way down to 0.001. so I thought that was an interesting one. But anyways, a lot of interesting stuff going on there. Don't need to ramble about it. Even RSIC, I saw a tweet from Juanse. So this guy, OX Juanse, I follow him. He's been like writing a lot about runes. He only tweets about runes. Like, he only rune tweets, which I like. And so he wrote that like only it's at 0.05 Bitcoin. It was 0.12 Bitcoin high. And there's only like 3-something% of the supply listed. And we're like 2 weeks away from it happening. So it's going to get really interesting, I think. That doesn't mean go and ape like your life savings on runes right now. But if you have a little bit of Bitcoin, and there's some cool stuff happening on there, man. Like, I think there's some good Bitcoin betas to have going into this halving. If you, my only goal with Ordinals is to multiply Bitcoin. Full disclosure. Like, I'm not trying to hold puppets for life, right? For example, of course, I'm always going to have at least one puppet. But, like, you know, I think, you know, the goal is to accumulate Bitcoin before it goes to like $250,000, right? Or at least 100K. But anyways, that's that. Mando, look, I think this is a good wrap up. We don't need to extend the show too much. I don't know if there's anything else you saw on your end, but on my end, that's about it.
Same for me.
Same for you. All right, perfect. What about that?